Bill, you may certainly, if you'd like to come out and just bless us. We're all ready. Hey, we're not creatures. We get to be too much creatures of time, don't we?
I want to refer to Matthew 6, verse 12. I've carried this forward from last week because the simple reason is I forgot to do it last week. And I think God has something on his mind when he arranged for me to forget that last week, because it's all about what we're talking about this week, more appropriate. It's about forgiveness. Last Sunday morning, so that was before I came here last week and stood before you, I did something I've not done previously. We know we talk about forgiveness. Forgive everybody who sins against us. The one person I'd never forgiven until last Sunday morning was me. I decided it's time to forgive myself. If I forgive myself, then I can expect others. But the point to be made is, if anybody has got anybody that they haven't forgiven, if you're carrying a grudge against anybody, I'll read this line, because we've just been saying it in the Lord's Prayer, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. It comes across as forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Well, the point is, if you've got anybody who you've got a grudge against, you haven't forgiven, then this is no use to you. Because what it means is, forgive us as we forgive them. And what it means is, by the same magnitude as I forgive you, or other people who have upset me, then I want God to forgive me by that same level. So if I've not forgiven somebody, and he forgives me by the same level as I've not forgiven somebody else, then it's no good to me. I bet there's somebody in here who probably doesn't realise they've got a grudge against somebody. There's probably some relative in their family, I urge you to forgive that person. And how many people, I don't hear this very often, how many people will say to you when you get into a difference of opinion with somebody, "I was wrong and I'm sorry"? If you can say that, then you deserve to be forgiven. But not many people say it. I can't remember the last time I heard that from people. You know, it's a funny thing, because pride takes this one. If you put something across to somebody and they are wrong and you are right, they will not say, "You're right, Bill. I was wrong and I'm sorry." No. Even if you provide unequivocal proof that they're wrong, they will still fight their corner. They will still find something, and if there's nothing left that they can fight with, then they'll dig out a lie. And then once they've told you a lie, you've lost, you've finished, because you can't prove the lie was wrong. But I'll tell you this, if you argue with somebody, it does you absolutely no good whatsoever if you win the argument, because the person you're arguing with might be your friend. And if you win that argument, they don't like you anymore. It's like when you're striving for a promotion at work and you get promoted and nobody likes you anymore. Stay at the bottom, stay at the grassroots level, be a soldier on the ground level, like. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen.